The rock and roll of the 1980s was all about flash and trash, over-the-top showmanship, plenty of Led Zeppelin-inspired bombast, and pounding, amplified rhythm. But popular music is driven by trends, and the musical Rock of Ages is about what happens when a rock and roll nightclub is threatened with closure and its musicians, teased hair, spandex, and all, struggle to keep it going. Hannah Shawargali is the director of the Mono Valley Theater production that opens this weekend, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Your show has to really evoke an era with all its symbols, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Symbols being what?
Symbols being big hair, glam rock, the indulgence of the 80s.
Yeah. Everything kind of exaggerated to the maximum.
Yes, it was. I lived through it. I went to the concerts.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching it on stage being like, I'm supposed to be directing, but I just want to rock. So it's all about that kind of big, indulgent, uplifting. And yet this particular story is about the dreams we come in with.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we change our dreams, and sometimes the dreams you come in with are not the ones you leave with.
That's a lot of subject for a musical, isn't it?
It is.
How does that manifest itself in the story?
Well, you have to have a love story. I'm stealing lines from the show because...
Okay. Feel free.
you have to have a love story. We have a love story. Sometimes what you think is going to happen doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you come through it? I did this. I went there. I thought I was going to have that rock and roll thing, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But what I came up with was so much better than that.
So that's kind of the arc.
That's our arc for the show.
Trying to get one thing and ending up with something better?
Right, yeah. Coming in with a big eye open and going, I'm going to take this.
Yeah.
And then going, oh, wait, maybe I want that instead. But it's full of all of the 80s rock and roll music, big concert pieces,
mm-hmm.
All of that, and love stories you didn't know were going to happen.
I like the way you said that, Ann. It sort of added a layer of intrigue to the whole thing, didn't
All
it?
All right.
When you were experiencing 80s rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
what was different about it to you? You know, was it just what made it hit you in ways that the earlier music hadn't? Just the hugeness of it all?
Can I tell a mom story?
Please.
So in the 80s, my mom actually took me to a Guns N' Roses
uh-huh.
concert.
Good wholesome entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. and it's funny because she didn't really appreciate the music, of course, even though I was listening to it in my room like every day
uh-huh.
on like great volume.
Right.
But she was like, Axl Rose is a genius.
Really?
And I was like, okay. And I went with my sisters, and I went with my brother, and we did all of these concerts together.
Uh-huh.
And so kind of living through that, the floor shaking underneath you,
right.
the lights hitting you in the eye, that big look.
Yeah. Even the ballads, even the slow songs
oh.
in that era, where like you take your Bic lighter and everybody sticks their arm
oh,
up in the air, right?
Oh no! Every ballad was sung to me.
I always wondered who it was.
Yeah. No, every ballad was sung to every girl in that audience.
Uh-huh.
We all thought it was about us, and we thought that we would end up with one of the rockers. For me, it was always the drummer, but you know, each to their own.
You know, you're probably better off that you didn't.
No, yeah. But I did marry a guy with long hair and a motorcycle.
That's
so
know,
that
close,
works out.
Close enough, right? So it's got to be fun to evoke that era, especially since it was part of your life, right?
Yeah, it is. It's fun because the cast is actually, most of them were born in the 80s or 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to them about what that was mm-hmm. and what the experience was and how involved you got in it has been really, really interesting. We all have our own generation of music. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have followed bands, no matter when it is. And this has been a really interesting conversation to talk about what the excess was and the girls and boys outside the band buses when they showed up to a venue and people being drug off stage because of the excess they were doing. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really interesting conversation between all of us.
I would imagine. But it's kind of for you as the director to make sure that everything reaches that level of intensity. Everything is suitably exaggerated.
Yeah, it is. So it's how do you play it exaggerated in that sense, but real? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if it's not real, it's not funny. And it's a comedy. So if it's not real, it doesn't work. If you're playing a caricature, mm-hmm. it doesn't work instead of playing a character.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because, well, in comedy, you can't act as if you're supposed to be funny, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to take yourself seriously, and that's what makes it funny.
Right. The lines are funny in a lot of places. And it's backed up by all of this music that helped push that forward. And so how we work together to create characters instead of just trying to play the lines.
Yeah. Sounds like fun, Anna.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I'm glad you came in with your Axl Rose bandana around your head.
Yeah, hey.
It somehow fits.
You got to dress up if you're going to promote a show.
Hey, that's what radio is all about. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Hannah Shawergali is the director of the Mono Valley Theater production of Rock of Ages. Opens Thursday and runs weekends until March 26th.